Article audio is made possible by Cast 11 Prescott Podcast Network, a Talking Glass Media production. The Legato apartment fire that broke out in the early morning of April 1, 2024 was successfully extinguished due to the quick response and coordination between Central Arizona Fire and Medical, CAFMA, Prescott Valley Police Department, PVPD, Prescott Fire Department, PFD, and numerous supporting agencies. After the fire was extinguished, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, ATF, was quickly brought on site to determine the cause of the fire. Within a week, it was determined to be arson. Soon after the on-site investigation, control of the site was handed back to Fane Signature Group, FSG, to enable the property owner to begin the process of designing a plan to safely demo the remaining structures while also ensuring the safety of the community and enabling FSG to move forward with studies on how to possibly rebuild. FSG has been working daily with insurance adjusters, structural engineers, architects, and consultants to move as quickly as possible to begin demolition and site cleanup. In two very short weeks, we've been able to determine the cause of the fire and begin creating a plan to move forward. This could not have been done without the community, partnerships, and business relationships that make up our great town. Our family and employees are eternally grateful for the outpouring of support from the community and our partners, says Brad Fane, President and CEO, Fane Signature Group. Our primary concern continues to be the safety of the residents and community. We have added additional security around the property at this time to help prevent anyone entering. We are asking everyone to keep their distance at this time while we work to bring down the remaining structures. FSG has met with insurance adjusters, structural engineers, and business consultants to assess damage. During that time, FSG conducted a visual site audit of the Legato structure utilizing drones and has identified with its insurance companies and structural engineers that the site is unsafe to enter. Therefore, anything inside the structure must come down with the demolition. Our hearts go out to our trades and those affected by loss of work and loss of property. We want to get these families back to work as quickly as possible, says Brad Fane. This week, FSG met with general contractors, architects, and civil engineers on how to move forward. Bids from demolition contractors to take down the remaining towers are also due this week. After consulting with our engineers, our goal is to take down the towers as quickly and safely as possible in order to help the town of Prescott Valley open Florentine, Main, and Park. Once this is accomplished, we hope to have bids from demo contractors for the remaining site. Once again, our focus is on the safety of our community while moving as efficiently as possible to reopen closed roads and have the site cleaned up. Again, a sincere thank you to the community for its continued support. Fane Signature Group plans to provide regular updates on the Legato site progress and what the future holds, says Fane. Related articles: The Legato Apartments Fire Update.